I was asked whether you can inflate an inflatable chair on Shabbos. I guess this is similar to inflating a beach ball on Shabbos. So you have this chair, I guess, that you blow it up, you blow air into it, and then you pull it, you put it in a plug. Can you do that on Shabbos? So there's a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, which states the following. Rav Chista shara la dure udra lebeis sadja b'shabsa. Rav Chista permitted one to return the feathers into a pillow on Shabbos. Ibn Eser Rav Chanan bar Chista la Rav Chista. Rav Chanan bar Chista asked the question from a brisa, which says, "E nosnim es hamukim lo l'soch hakar v'lo l'soch hakeses." That the brisa seems to say you can't put feathers into a cushion. B'yom tov, on yom tov, ain't tzarich lomar b'shabbos, and certainly not on Shabbos. So how do you resolve this contradiction? Rav Chista seems to say that you can put feathers into a pillow on Shabbos, and the Brisa seems to say that you cannot. And the Gemara answers, lo kasha ha-b'charete ha-batike. We're talking with old versus new. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, b'charete with new, shlo hayu me'olam l'socho aser dehashta avid le'mana. If the feathers were never in a pillow to begin with, and you put the feathers in the pillow for the first time, so then you're creating a kli, you're creating a vessel, you're creating a pillow by putting feathers into the pillow. So that is forbidden on Shabbos. However, batike, if, let's say, there were feathers originally in the pillow, and then the feather somehow came out of the pillow, to return the feathers to the pillow would be permitted, because you're not creating a new kli. A kli, a vessel already existed. The pillow as a pillow already existed. You're simply returning the feathers into the pillow. So that would be permitted. So the question is this related at all to an inflatable mattress, an inflatable pillow, an inflatable chair, an inflatable beach ball? Is the air similar to the feathers? So actually the Shmiras Shabbos Kilchasa actually discusses this in two places. In Perek Tezayin Halacha Ches, he writes that you can blow air into kadurim, into, let's say, a beach ball, she'in haderech lekoshram, as long as you don't typically tie it. Ones that the air is kept through a pekak, through a plug. You can blow air into it. And in the footnote, Chav Dalid, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, said that the reason is that it's similar to a kli shel prakim. It's similar to a kli that you sort of different parts that you frequently put together and detach and put together and detach. We're not concerned that you're going to do anything permanent. And he says the following, that umutra filo napech b'masheva, you can even use, I guess, an air pump, it seems, that in order to blow air into this beach ball. That's what it seems from the Shmir Shabbos Kilchas on Perek Tezayin Halacha Ches. Now, with regard to a galgel gumi, a rubber wheel, shiyoshi malev, that you sit on, so that's probably more similar to our case of the inflatable chair. That's in Perek Lamadad, Halacha Chaf Dalad. That case he compares to our pillow with the feather case. And he writes that you can blow air into it, even b'mashevam yuchades lekach, even with a pump that is designed for it, obviously nothing electric. V'alyanafchu elim kein kvar ishtamshu bo pam, but you can't use it. You can't blow air into it unless you use it already once. So that's very similar to our pillow with the feather case. That just like you can't put feathers into the pillow for the first time, because there you're creating the kli. You're creating a pillow, as it were, on Shabbos. But if you already did it and you're just putting feathers back into the pillow, if somehow the feathers were removed. So similar, he says, let's say an inflatable wheel or inflatable chair that you used to sit on. That's different than, say, a beach ball, that perhaps a beach ball, you typically, air comes out, air comes back in, you inflate it, you deflate it. As a chair is probably something a little more permanent, according to Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. So there, it's similar to the pillow with the feathers. So you're not allowed, if you've never used this, I guess, air mattress or this inflatable chair at all, you would not be allowed to blow air in it for the first time. But if you already used it once, then you would be allowed to use it. So this is a lenient position on the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. And others agree for other reasons. The Betzel HaChachma or Betzel HaStern permits it. He actually compares it to a tshuva that's found in the Beis Yosef at the end of Siman Shin Yud Zayin. This Betzel HaChachma is found in Chelek Dalet Siman Tzadi Beis. And he actually compares it to the fact that just like the Beis Yosef writes, that you can put a belt into belt loops of pants to make the pants wearable. So you're going to, at some point, you're going to remove the belt from the pants after wearing the pants for a few days, perhaps, and you're going to put the belt back on, even though the belt remains around the pant loop for a few days. That's obviously permitted. He says, similarly, that's like air. You inflate air into, let's say, an inflatable cushion, and then you deflate it, and you inflate it again. Even if it remains for a few days, it's still permitted. So that is the lenient position, Shmir Shabbos Chachatza, Betzel HaChachma, and others are lenient. The Minchas Yitzchak, though, among others, some Achronim, like the Minchas Yitzchak, are strict. The Minchas Yitzchak in Chelek Vav, Simon Lamed, he said that even though I saw the Sefer that says that you're allowed to do this, he argues that it's different, the pillowcase is different than the inflatable chair. He says that that it's true that you're allowed to insert stuffing into a pillow, so that's when you're simply returning the stuffing that or the feathers that were originally in the pillow back into that pillow. However, in the case of the inflatable pillow, he says there, v'chol pam hevi chadati, the new air that you blow into the inflatable pillow had never been there. So he says that that's like placing new stuffing into the pillow. And therefore he is strict. So we have a machlokas, a poskim, and he writes, Yesh lochus l'chiyuva doraisa. I may be concerned even that this could be a Torah prohibition. So we have a machlokas achrodim. Rabbi Willig, when I asked him, so he said, l'chadchila, ideally we should try to be stringent like the Minchas Yitzchak and blow up the inflatable chair before Shabbos. But b'di'eved, in a pinch, if your child really wants it and you forgot to do it, so in a pinch, he says, you can rely on the position of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa to be lenient.